You know, we gain many lessons in life. You know, we are in a learning process from the day that we are born until the day that we die. And we learn many lessons from things that are around us. You know, even Solomon realized that we can learn lessons from something as small as maybe a tiny ant. In Proverbs chapter 6, beginning with verse 6, Solomon says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep?" And this particular thing, Solomon is trying to tell us that we don't need to sit back and be lazy. Look at the tiny things of life that supplies for itself and for its family. And we can learn from these small creatures of life how to survive, how to live, how to flourish, and how to move forward. You know, Jesus used common things to teach in his teachings while he was here on the earth. And many of his lessons also had to do with nature. In fact, we read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26, he takes a look at birds and he takes a look later on at lilies of the field. He says in verse 26, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, but yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" You know, sometimes it takes the simple stories to help us understand complex things in life. Tonight, I would like to use this tool for our lesson this evening. I would like for us to learn from geese. Now, as we watch these geese fly across the screen, I want you to notice how they fly. They're always together. They're always working together for a common cause. You know, these honking geese, and I wish I had audio, because these geese are really honking. Let me tell you, when I downloaded the video, they were really going at it, and you can't hear it here in the building. They are flying probably either north or south, because that's what geese do. You know, back in our home in Alabama, we lived very close to a wildlife refuge. The wild geese would flock in there every year. And they would, some of them would fly hundreds, some thousands of miles to this refuge. And they would do it every year without fail. And it was amazing to watch them. And again, they're flying north or south, depending on the season of the year. And I want to suggest to you that there are some lessons here that we can learn from these animals that fly north and south during the seasons. So let's take a look at what we can learn from the geese. Number one, geese practice synergy. How many have ever heard the word synergy? Is it familiar with, okay, we got a few in here that understand the word synergy. The word synergy, by definition, is the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate elements. I learned about synergy back in the 80s when I was with Motorola. We used it as a tool to streamline our process of what we did there at that factory. And companies use this tool to save time and to be cost effective. Now, geese synergy works like this. Each goose flaps its wings and creates an uplift for the other birds that follow. They fly in a V formation, and in doing so, it is said that they actually create a 71% greater flying range than if each bird tried to fly alone. Now, we look at what these birds are able to accomplish, because like I say, they fly down by the thousands from Canada every year, and then they fly back in the spring. There is something about them working together that can allow them to fly hundreds and thousands of miles. Now, how does this apply to us? Well, there's the answer right there. They work together. People who share a common direction, people who share a sense of community, if you will, can get to where they are going quicker and easier because they are traveling and supporting each other as they travel. This is a simple principle, really. Two or more agents working together can produce a result that cannot be obtained if you work independently. For example, nitrogen and glycerin. Now, when you hear those two words, what comes to your mind? Nitrogen and glycerin. Well, you know, they're both complete separate elements. One is actually a cleaning agent, and the other one is actually a reconstruction in the air. It helps to refuse the air. Even though they do something, that's not something that's really spectacular. But boy, when you mix these two, and you add a couple of other chemicals with it, and heat it up, we've seen enough Westerns, haven't we? We know what nitrogen and glycerin does when they're heated up. It is a grand explosion of energy that takes place when you combine these two elements. Now, we find practice of synergy in the Bible. People working together for a common thing. For example, in Mark chapter 6 and verse 7, we find Jesus sending out his disciples two by two. It is a biblical practice of working together two by two. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 1, we find that he sends out the 70 on what we know as the limited commission. And again, he sends them out two by two. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 2, the church sends Paul and Barnabas out together to accomplish a certain thing, and he sends them out in pair. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. So we can understand the benefit of working together for the same cause, having the same idea, and working toward the same thing. So my question is, do we really appreciate what these birds have to teach us? The idea of working together with a new word for some of you, maybe, synergy. Flocking together. My friends, I do hope that we can understand that we can accomplish so much more for the cause of Christ by pooling our energies together and working together for that one grand cause. And even though we may have different levels of abilities, by working together, every little bit of ability strengthens the whole as we work together for the cause of Christ. Now, I chose this particular video and this particular picture because it makes almost a perfect V. I found other video where there were hundreds of birds flying and there were hundreds of V-shaped moving together. And sometimes you may see that here in South Georgia, especially in the fall of the year. But they're all working together for that one cause. And that, my friend, is what we need to learn from the geese. Another thing we need to learn from the geese is that geese benefit from mutual edification. You know, when they're flying along in the air in this V formation and all of a sudden one falls out of the formation, it immediately feels the resistance and the drag of flying alone. Because remember what I said a while ago, when you're in that V, it is an uplifting thing. The bird in front of you uplifts the air and makes it easier for you to fly. I guess it's like being in water. You know, it's much easier to move around in water because of the buoyancy, which has altered the weight of your body. And when you step out of the water, as you walk out of the water, the weight of your body comes back, and you can feel that weight coming back upon you because the buoyancy of the water is leaving you. And I guess these geese understand that, because when one falls out, they recognize that and they go right back into that V because it's easier. Now here's the lesson for us. Get back up. If we have as much sense as the goose, we will stay in formation. We will stay together in our V. And we will work together, because it is easier when we work together than if we try to do it by ourselves. As Christians, we should be willing to accept the help of others in our spiritual lives, and we should be willing to give help to the others in our spiritual lives. Strong Christians will appreciate the value of mutual edification. Listen to the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Do you know what happens when we fly away from our V? We expose ourselves to sin. It is much easier for us to give in to sin. So therefore, my friends, we need to stay together, work together, move together, again, for that one great common cause. Another thing about geese, they share the burden. When the leader of the V gets tired, he rotates to the back of the formation, and another goose goes up to the front point and continues on. They are rotating their leadership so their strength stays the same. They are constantly helping one another to pull one another along. Now the lesson for us in this is this. As with geese, we all have skills that we can work at in the church work. We all have our own capabilities, our own unique arrangements of gifts and talents and resources. And sometimes we need to take charge because of that. We need to take that which we can do and do well and move on with it. Take the bull by the horns and push it on. There may be something that you can do better than I can do, and you need to move on with it. We need to help one another to move ahead, to stay ahead. It's as Paul explains in Ephesians 4 and verse 16, "From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." Now I'm going to back up for just a minute. We are joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Now we have hundreds of joints in our body, don't we? And they all, every single one of them, do something different. The finger cannot do as much as the whole hand can, but the whole hand is made up of a bunch of little ligaments inside the finger. But when you put all of it together, you can do so much more than if you just had one. And that's why we need to share in the work of the church, because together we can, again, do so much more. The only problem is, sometimes we have brethren within the church that literally burn out. And the reason they burn out is because other brethren won't help. And the burden is placed on the few instead of the whole. So the question is, are you doing your part to help the whole of the church? The next thing we learn from geese is that geese will encourage those who lead. When you see these geese fly over in the V formation, they're all honking. You've heard them, you've seen them pass over, and you hear them, you hear them before you see them, don't you? They're very loud, and they're letting everybody know, "Here I come." It is suggested that they honk to encourage those up front to keep up their speed, to keep moving. Don't slow down, move ahead. Someone once said, well, if they're Christian geese, they're probably complaining about something that's wrong or something that they don't like. We wouldn't do that, would we? We don't have them kind of honkers here, do we? I've never known one of you, Terry. We need to be sure that we're honking for the right reason. We would always try to honk for the right reason. In groups where people are encouraging one another, production is so much greater. You know, if you're at a ball game and the running back takes the football and he breaks away from the line and he's headed for the goal line, if you're there, what are you going to do? Well, if he's on your team, you're going to begin to shout and to yell, try to push him forward, get him going toward that goal line, help him all that you possibly can. And if he's on the other side, you're going to begin to shout, stop him, don't let him score. We're going to get enthused about that and we're going to honk, aren't we? My friends, we need to get excited about the Lord's work. And we need to help those who are taking charge of the Lord's work. You know, if all we had in the church were leaders, we would never get anything done because the leaders can't do it all. We've all got to work. We've all got to be on the team and work together. So we need to be careful how we honk then, don't we? It's as Paul said, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. There's probably a lot of Christians who hope that God don't take this verse too seriously on Judgment Day, because I'm afraid we have honkers who honk the wrong way. And then next, geese care for one another. If you have one goose that gets sick, or if he becomes wounded or becomes shot, two geese will drop out of formation and follow him to the ground, and they will help him if they can and protect him until he is able to either fly again or until he dies. And then they will launch out either with another formation or they will try to catch up to the one that they're behind. The lesson here is that if we have as much sense as the goose, we're going to stand by one another when times get hard. When difficulties come, we're not going to drop you like a hot potato and run. We're going to stand by and work with you, help you, bring you back. Actually, it is the duty of the spiritual family. You know, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 10, that's why we work in pairs. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him. So again, we have to work together. And Paul tells us basically the same thing in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Brethren, if a man is overtaken by any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, that lest you also be tempted, bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. We are a family, my friends. We have physical families, and there is nothing that we wouldn't do for each other in the physical family. We are also here a spiritual family. And we need to do whatever it takes to hold each other up, to keep each other moving in the right direction, and help them when they fall. And let me tell you, friends, we're all going to fall. And we need that help from one another when we do. Interesting, isn't it? Sometimes we comically refer to someone as a bird brain, but look what we can learn from the birds.
By instinct, God has given to them the wisdom to succeed in their flight and their migration. And with wisdom, God can help us with our spiritual journey. But we must have the wisdom to follow Him. We must have the wisdom to work together, support one another, and move together for that great common cause of heaven. I ask you tonight, are you using that understanding in your life? Tonight, if you are not a Christian, you need to use the knowledge and the understanding that has come to you about the gospel of Christ to obey the gospel of Christ, to give your life to Him, that you can be a part of a family that will hold you up, that will lift you up and help you, and you can help them as we all move to heaven. And if you've done this as a Christian and for some reason or the other you've just decided to leave the flock, look at the resistance you have against you. Look at the drag. Look how hard it is in the world without Christ and without the church. You need to repent of your shortcomings and come back to that flock. Get back into that V. And let us help you, lift you back up, and keep you in the right place, moving in the right direction. This evening, my friends, like I said, if we was as smart as the geese, we can do this. And I'm telling you tonight, we can do this. If you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, please come now while we stand and sing.